Between one thing and another, the days and miles of the trip flew by. Before she knew it, little more than a week and a half after leaving Boston behind, the train puffed a stop into the town of Gold Butte, Montana. Excitedly, she scrutinized it through the window. Try as she might, she could not recall anything of how the town had looked when she was young. Everything was new to her eyes, new and rather thrilling. The town was neat and tidy, a bare fraction of the size of the city she'd grown up in. She had worried that she would not be able to find her welcomers among the crowd, but this was manifestly a foolish concern. There were only two people on the platform, waiting to greet the train, and she was the only traveler who disembarked. Trepidation mounting once more, augmented by excitement, she approached them slowly. Two figures, a man and a woman. The woman was rather slight, scarcely more than a few inches taller than Rose herself. She was very slim, even bony, and it was easy to see that she must have been a beauty in her youth. Her iron-gray hair was piled high atop her head, mercilessly trapped into place with a multitude of hairpins, but the rigidity of this was belied by the warmth in her eyes and the smile that spread across her face. She stepped forward, reaching out, and took Rose's hands in her own. "My dear girl, I'd have known you anywhere, 12 years or no. I'm Martha Wade. Please call me Martha. We've been looking forward to your visit." The other half of the "we" was still standing several feet behind the enthusiastic mother. Rose dared to glance in his direction and felt her heart leap a little in her chest. Suddenly, the dim memory of 12 years before, of the young man who had gravely handed her the flower of which she was the namesake, resolved with startling clarity. Abram Ward was handsome. Not just handsome, no, that word wasn't enough. He was easily the most handsome man she'd ever met. Tall and well-built, the broad shoulders and calloused hands of a man who was used to hard work. He wore a hat pulled low over his head, not quite entirely concealing the thick black hair that waved from beneath it. His features were aquiline and striking, and masculine variations of his mother's pretty face. But he did not step forward, and he did not offer her his hand. Her heart fell as quickly as it had risen. Martha Wade must have read her uncertainty in her face, for she gripped Rose's hands anew and led her toward her son. "Abram, you remember Rose Clark?"
"Can't say I do, Ma, to be honest," he said coolly.
He put his hands in his pockets. Rose dropped her hands in front of her, twining her fingers. She felt suddenly at loss, and her mind began to race even as her heart was doing. Perhaps this was the wrong thing to do after all. Perhaps she should have stood up to her godfather and insisted that she be allowed to stay home where she belonged.